Well, if there could be a good consequence of sin, it would be that it makes us seek justice. There's something in human nature that cries out for justice. When we hear about atrocities in our world, big or small, we often long for those people to be brought to justice, for them to be caught or punished for what they've done. There's something in us that does that. I've never met anybody who says they want God to be the sort of person who says, you know what, those crimes against humanity, those crimes against children, they don't really bother me. We'll sweep it under the carpet and get on with life. No, we want a just world. We want God to be a God who demands justice in this life. The problem is we have mixed motives. We usually want that for other people, maybe not so much ourselves. Sometimes we're out for revenge. Sometimes it makes us feel better, right, to compare ourselves with the axe murderers. There is such a thing as a justifiable anger. There is. We don't want people to get away with things. But it's not just other people's sins that need to be taken to account. It's our own as well. If we want a God of justice when it comes to others, we have to accept that for ourselves too. God is God of justice, and we're told clearly in the Bible that we'll all one day come subject to God's judgment. Sin has to come against justice at some point. There is a target, the arrow is not hitting it. That doesn't go unnoticed. But the fourth consequence of sin is that it separates us from others and from God. Sin is about and comes from being far from God, far from that relationship we were created for, not having that hub at the center, which means the rest of the spokes get all messed up. When we try to replace God with something or someone else, or even ourselves and our egos, it naturally introduces a separation between us and God. I told you the story last week, right? Of, you know, if you find out somebody wants your job, it's awfully hard to be friends anymore. Because they're out to get you. They're out to be you. No matter how good of friends you were before, there will be a separation now. Same way, all the sinful things we do or the good things we don't do, they build up a barrier between us and God. Think of those yellow post-it notes around this room, right? Multiple layers deep now. Imagine how thick they get. If I had sinned once, or even twice, I could probably deal with that, right? If I want to get out of this room, I can get out of this room. I can rip a piece of paper or two. But once they get to be as thick as a phone book, have you ever tried to rip through a phone book? Not terribly easy, is it? Our sin builds up to the degree that we can't deal with it anymore on our own. We simply don't have the strength. And it's separating us from God. And we don't have the strength to break through it anymore. As much as we'd like to know God personally, as much as we'd love to have that relationship we are made for, there is a separation that's impenetrable. It's a terrible thing. So many people tell me, I'm not aware of God. I don't feel God in my life. I want to. I long to. But I can't. It's often this separation, this barrier of sin that's built up between us and God that's at the source of that. Something must be done about it. We've got to do something about sin. We can't ignore it, sweep it under the carpet. We actually have to have it dealt with. Problem is, we're not strong enough. All right, well, our question for you to look at today is there a bad habit in your life you struggled with? What effect do bad habits have on our own lives and on others around us? Now, we're not saying bad habits are always sin. What we're asking, though, is how is sin like those bad habits? Have a good discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.